Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi. Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Indeed, this is time where we talk all things Ekasinomics that are noted in South Africa and a very important segment of South Africa's economy. Unfortunate that we don't give it enough attention, but that's why we are here, right? To make sure that we focus on the key conversations that we should be engaging on. We also want to invite you to share your thoughts with us throughout this conversation, where we will primarily be focusing on financing, specifically for small businesses. It's a headache for many entrepreneurs who often struggle to get into the market, start off their institutions, and of course seek some kind of growth. Access to financing has become a major, major pressure point. And if you happen to be one of those entrepreneurs that's struggling in that regard, call us. Maybe we've got some money to give away. I'm teasing. But we have someone who can help you find that money, access that capital, and of course some guidance on how to use it adequately. I'm joined in studio by the founder of the Siyasiza Business Fund, which is a privately held purchase order financing and crowdfunding entity that strives for the betterment of an economically inclusive South Africa through the advancement of entrepreneurships. Well, to tell us more is Gabriel Mokwana, who is an entrepreneur himself, philanthropist, and of course, founder of Siyasiza Business Fund. Good to have you with us, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today, and good evening to all the listeners at home.
Indeed. You said you're nervous, but I promise there's nothing to be nervous about.
Well, I am actually very nervous, but yeah, I'll just have to take it very easy and have a meaningful conversation with you.
Always, always, especially when it comes to all things entrepreneurship, right? Because that's what excites us. Not only excites us, but it's also the lifeblood of South Africa's economy in many, many ways.
Yes.
But let's start with Siyasiza Business Fund. I've given a brief overview of how it is that you do assist with financing through a crowdfunding platform, but how was it started and how does it work?
Okay, thank you so much for that question. Siyasiza Business Fund is a privately held purchase order entity. What we do is we fund SMMEs which have been given procurement opportunities. Now, since Google, we can both agree that over the past few years, most entrepreneurs have been hit by the harsh market storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also after the realization that most businesses, after being given procurement opportunities, not only by government, but also by private sector, they fail to sort of honor those commitments due to lack of immediate funds, correct?
Yes.
Now, it is for that reason that, I mean, you find people like Gabriel Mokwana who have taken upon themselves to actually come and be the knight in shining armor to assist businesses, not only with regard to just only finance, but also with regard to ensuring that they maintain relationships from where they've received those contracts from.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past few years, we used to do what we call, startup funding. And we've gambled with a lot of money, towards our black brothers and also businesses, as business owners as a whole. But over the years, we've transitioned and only focused on order financing and contract financing.
And I get why you say that, because essentially, if you've got the PO,
yes,
you're an established entity, you've got proof of the fact that you actually will be getting payment later on. So there's a sense of security there,
yes,
right? Versus just investing in Google Inc. You're not even sure what they're doing and where the prospects,
yes,
will come from.
Yes.
But help us understand the complexities or the opportunities that have come about through crowd financing, specifically related to POs. Have we found that even through the pandemic, it's proven to be quite viable and sustainable, where corporates do follow through?
Yes. It has been very viable and very sustainable, in a sense that it's a huge market. Purchase order funding is a huge market in South Africa. The problem, which I think is something that we're facing, is the lack of the funding also as a funder.
Okay.
Because Siyasiza Business Fund is self-funded.
Mm-hmm.
So it is.
And let's start there. So where do you get it's a crowdfunding platform, so I get it, it's open to the public at large, but help us understand what the current structure is at the moment.
So I think the question is, every time I have a conversation about Siyasiza, people always think I have a lot of money, and I always share the story in terms of where it started from.
Mm-hmm.
As a young businessman, I started off, I think 5 years ago, in the enterprise development space.
Mm-hmm.
So how I started off is I came up with a show called Minds of Tomorrow at a specific radio station. And the purpose of the show was to invite entrepreneurs onto the show and sort of sell their business ideas to prospective investors, right? I think a month or two inside of, you know, running the show, we started getting a lot of attention from corporates. And said, Gabriel, what you're doing is more aligned to incubation.
Yes.
Correct? So how about you come in and you sort of help us spend the BEE, or rather the enterprise development spend, which we currently have. And that's where it started from. Now, over the years, obviously, I've had my own fair share of, you know, I've accumulated that sort of those financial muscles, right? And from there, we decided to say, actually, we've realized that because we work in corporates and when working with banks, we realized that most of the challenges that is faced by entrepreneurs, beside lack of funding, it's the lack of, you know, lack of support.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, and we used therefore our coffer to sort of set up the CSIS, a business fund.
Okay, so that's the fund, self-funded at the moment, but not necessarily open at Tukuku, Asanda, Jabunjabulo to actually plow their capital in just yet. Or is that an opportunity that you have opened up as a funder
to
make it more public?
Yes, this is an opportunity which I've made to the public to say, look, we are open for business. We are open for business. We're self-funded. And every single day we receive lots of applications from people which are in a position of a contract or even of an order. Mm-hmm. But because we are limited in the sense that as a CSIS, we only fund up to 1 million. Mm-hmm. So we cannot go above 1 million because of the current pool which we're operating on. So it goes back to what you said. The issue of purchase order funding in South Africa, there's a huge market for it.
Yes.
Yes. And with the right support and with working together with corporates and also with government, we believe that we are, I'd like to say we want to set the standard measure for innovation financing within South Africa, because PO is a future of this country.
And tell us how you plan to do so.
Well, how I plan to do so is, currently I want to sort of build a recession-proof economy by making sure that I reach out to a lot of venture capitalists, putting that sense.
Uh-huh.
As difficult as it is, because there's different types of funding that entrepreneurs can have access to. For instance, there's crowdfunding, like what you're talking about. There's government entrepreneurship funding,
yes,
which they can go and access. But now there's this one, the lending part, right? I aim on achieving this recession-proof economy by sort of going to people who are capacitated and who are liquid to come through and present my business plan to say, guys, we know what you've spoken about. Another thing that I also need to share is, before CSIS Business Fund got to where it is now, there was two or three times where I almost closed shop. Because I lost out also on quite
like most entrepreneurs do,
most entrepreneurs,
right?
Do, yes. So how I aim to sort of come in and sort of impact and reach out to other African countries is, I just need to attract and approach the right people.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, where we are in conversation with Gabriel Mogwana. He's an entrepreneur as well as the founder of CSIS Business Crowdfunding Platform, which essentially supports entrepreneurs as well as other businesses in terms of offering them financing, but backed by purchase orders. So purchase order financing using a crowd platform. And of course, looking to extend this knowledge with many more entrepreneurs and potential supporters and funders in this particular climate in, yes, South Africa. I'm intrigued, Gabriel, because you've naturally got, your own set of experience as an entrepreneur, having created CSIS Business Fund and looking to grow and expand this opportunity. So it's almost like a symbiotic relationship. The, yeah, growth of CSIS Business Fund will translate into the growth of other businesses, right, as,
yes,
they continue to access funding and opportunities from you. I'm keen to understand that link. And maybe you can share a few examples of some companies you've supported in the past, how that's gained some prospects. And perhaps that can help us identify new partnerships that can be established with people who might be listening today to say, hey, you know, help out here.
And
there's a long-term benefit, I think, further down, because that's essentially what potential funders would want to know, right?
Yes. Thank you so much for that question. Siyasiza Business Fund, when it started off in the first, I think for the first year or two, we started off with 200,000, and we managed to grow our profit revenue to around 2.2 million, and then we grew to 3.5, and then right now we're sitting around 5.5 million rand, right? Worth of this is how much we turn over, you know, per annum. And obviously, this is not a solo thing. So we've done this by supporting businesses, and not only just only offering a financial sort of you know, solutions, but also giving them non-financial opportunities. So some of our, you know, highlights or achievements of which I can, you know, we can actually say we have done is we have helped businesses you know, from the inception stage, a business that has just been registered, that has all the compliance documents, that has all, you know, other documentation there. We've taken those businesses and we've exposed some of those businesses to opportunities. Now, how do I mean when I say expose them? We, because of our large network of which we've built over the past few years in corporate and also in the private sector, we sort of know when or how to identify opportunities that lie there.
Uh-huh.
As an entrepreneur, I've made it my business to read through the financial statements of some of the companies that's listed on GAC.
Yes, as
and
you
that's
should.
The first link.
As you should. And that really paints a picture in terms of the opportunities that you provide. I'm also keen to dig deeper into the mentorship and alternative financial support that you might provide. What does that entail? How intense has it been? What have you witnessed? I guess the shortages in terms of skills that entrepreneurs lack in South Africa.
You know, some of the challenges that most entrepreneurs face in South Africa, not only access to funding, but something more practical and something that I don't think we are having more conversation about, and please don't laugh when I say this, is a lack of proper credit score. You see that? I've seen a lot of, I've been approached by quite a few entrepreneurs, you know, that have been in the game. And when I say this, is they are businesses, is the textbook businesses. So these are businesses that when you say to them, Gabriel, like, can you give us access to your accounts? Let us see your management accounts. Let us see your operation. The business model is very solidified. But the problem with those businesses is not only the access to the finance, but it's the access or the lack of the proper credit score. So that's number one. We were, as Black people, and I say this as myself, is we were previously disadvantaged, and there's a lot of factors that can obviously speak to that, right? Mm-hmm. So I just hope I'm not going to lose you, because I speak a lot and you know.
I'm listening. I'm actively listening.
Yes.
But so, I understand where you're coming from, because as you, I think what you're going to allude to is that there's a lack of understanding of how to adequately manage our finances.
Yes.
And usually people tend to, you know, the lines get blurred between their personal as well as business finance. And hence, when there's no clarity about how your books have been performing, that's where we struggle to put together the necessary numbers and show people our books to say, this is how much I actually make. This has been the performance of the entity versus my own personal financial success.
Definitely.
So I think you hit the nail on the head there in terms of additional financial knowledge that we need, but I'm sure there's other secrets that, well, not secrets, but I guess failures or challenges that we actually struggle with as entrepreneurs.
Well, beside what I've just mentioned now, the other challenge of which we face as entrepreneurs is the lack of, you know, the lack of financial sort of knowledge or financial training. Because sometimes it is very dangerous to give money to a person that does not know how to utilize it. As entrepreneurs, we must possess the skill of separating two things, that when you're running a business, there's a business and then there's you. So if it happens that Auskook, you give yourself 10,000 rand a month and from the business, and the 10,000 2 weeks, maybe it depletes, it finishes off, you can't go back into the business and eat the money of the business. So the lack of financial knowledge mm-hmm. is something that is also important. Big and sense. Mentorship. Mentorship is very vital. I've been very privileged to have been surrounded by people that are quite big in both in the corporate space and in the academic space. And I've surrounded myself with people that I can learn from. And I've always possessed the spirit of teachability. You know, it's something that I think us young people should also harness. We must harness the spirit of learning. We must learn new things. And another secret, and I think it's one of the most important secrets, is you must read. You must read. So the more you read, the more you educate yourself, is the more you're going to become a better person. Because before you become an entrepreneur, you need to work on yourself and improving yourself to become a better person.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Oh man, you've hit the nail on the head, and I think really shares very critical points, especially in a world where a lot of young Black South Africans, people in our situation and our positions, are actually unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
So we really do need to cultivate a stronger culture of entrepreneurship as well as learning. And of course, those skills that we also need to develop. To close off on though, Siyasiza Business Fund, coming back to that, and of course the opportunities and prospects that exist. If there are entrepreneurs who would like to get in touch with you, solicit support, provide mentorship or other forms of collaborative efforts, how do they reach you?
We have our presence in social media. We have the Facebook, Siyasiza Business Fund.
Oh, and he's also keeping to the millennial theme, huh?
Yes. and also on this Gabriel Mokoena Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our business page is Siyasiza Business Fund, and you can find them on all other pages. But before I go, Auskuka, I'd just like to say something. We are just about to close off on the Mental Awareness Month. And I think this is something that we should also talk about as entrepreneurs. Apparently, there's like 49% of entrepreneurs are suffering from mental, sort of conditions. So my plea to a lot of entrepreneurs out there is, if you feel like you are overwhelmed, if you feel like you were distressed, you feel like you're stressed, you have panic attacks, please talk to someone. And please be honest about your situation, because at the end of the day, we are all human. And with talking to the right people, you might get the right assistance.
Oh, certainly. It reminds me, I remember listening to Mike Deke. At the time, he was one of the chief executives of a mining company a few years back. And he was sharing some insights with entrepreneurs to say, in this world, as you grow and develop, you can outsource everything.
Yeah.
Who cooks your food? Who drives your car? Who takes care of your clothes? Even your family and your household. But you can't outsource your health. So let that be something that we remember. So quite poignant, Gabriel. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks
really
so
appreciate the excitement that
Thank
you've
you
shared with
me.
Us today. And of course, the opportunities that exist in PO, purchase order financing, and of course, making sure that more South Africans actively participate to support entrepreneurs in that particular light.
Yes.
As long as you've got the purchase order, means that you're in the business, the money is guaranteed. This is the opportunity where Siyasiza Business Fund does then extend business or financing to you as an SMME, just to make sure that you have the working capital to get the job done. And of course, extending that kind of assistance to other entrepreneurs as well. Thank you once more for your time.
Thank you so much. It's good.
Indeed. That's Gabriel Mokoena, who's joined us from Siyasiza Business Fund.
Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.